Well, it's a lot of money, but it's nothing to do with the World Student Games. It's a figure that I think Councillor Mahaffey must have dreamed up in his bath yesterday. I mean, it is a load of nonsense, quite frankly. Let's get two figures, the correct figures.
Is it the figure that John Mothersole agreed with earlier on?
Well, I'm sorry. John Mothersole did not agree that this was anything to do with the cost of World Student Games. What he might have agreed was as an outstanding debt, which is logged against the Games facilities, which has been taken out subsequently to pay for other things. So let's get the figures correct on this matter. First of all, the Games themselves cost about £20 million to stage. That was paid for in 1992. Nothing has been paid to stage the Games since then. What was paid for and then taken a loan out for was £150 million to cover the cost of the arena, and we're still enjoying concerts there, the Don Valley Stadium, events are taking place there, Ponds Forge, Hillsborough Leisure Centre, people are going there every day to enjoy themselves, the Lyceum Theatre, people are going to enjoy plays there, people are living in the flats in Hyde Park, which were refurbished, the Graves Leisure Centre, all those facilities provided for around £150 million. Now, subsequently, the Lib Dem councillors have used the Games facilities to take out additional mortgages to pay for other things. It's like someone buying a house for £25,000 20 years ago, and after that they've taken out a new mortgage to pay for the ongoing family bills for food and gas and electricity, and said, didn't this house cost a lot more money? No, it didn't. The facilities have been mortgaged to pay for other things. The Games did not cost anything like £650 million. It's a piece of fiction.
We have mentioned that a couple of times, actually. Four times they've been reprofiled, as John said it.
Absolutely. That's nothing to do with the Games. That's using those facilities like someone remortgages a house to pay for other things like a car or the family food bill. It has nothing to do with the World Student Games. And quite frankly, we ought to get down to a sensible argument about what happened in 1991. This city had gone through 20 years of destruction, of loss of jobs, of the whole of the Don Valley area, seeing dereliction and decay, along with the building of Meadow Hall, the coming of the tram, which the Lib Dems voted against as well. All those things helped turn Sheffield round and get it forward-looking. You think of Sheffield today, Toby. Think if we hadn't got the Lyceum, we hadn't got the arena, we hadn't got Ponds Forge and all those other facilities, it wouldn't be the city it is today, a forward-looking, go-ahead major city in this country.
The leader of Sheffield Lib Dems is with us, Shafak Mohammed. Shafak, he's right, isn't he? You're being deliberately mischievous here.
Well, Clive can live in the, denial, and he can wash his hands of all responsibility for this, but I think we, the taxpayers of Sheffield, are continuing to pay for the legacy of decisions made by Clive and his colleagues. And the fact remains, we are paying £24.2 million, Clive. You can wiggle out as much as you want, but the fact is, every year, before we spend a penny on education, social services, anything else, parks, libraries, we have to put £24.2 million to one side. And I think
you've been doing that for the last 4 years while Paul Scroon was in charge. You've never, ever, ever mentioned this to us on the radio before.
Because we're coming up to an anniversary. I think everybody knows it, that we are paying this off. You only have to go out there, go onto Fargate, go onto the High Street in Sheffield and say, do you think it's right that we're paying £24.2 million? Every year we'll be doing it to 2024. I wonder how many people agree with Clive Betts' position and how many agree with me.